United Airlines has agreed to give its mechanics a substantial pay raise. Late yesterday, the airline accepted the recommendation of a presidential emergency board to raise some 15,000 employees' pay by as much as 37%. The airline repeatedly had said it couldn't afford it. United has been losing millions of dollars a day since September 11th. NPR's Marianne Akers reports.
The emergency board said Monday there is no justification not to give the mechanics a raise. They haven't had one since 1994. United issued a written statement yesterday saying it would accept the board's recommendation, even though it had serious reservations. The decision will likely prevent a strike by the mechanics, and that's the better choice for United, according to Richard Gritta. He's a professor at the University of Portland who's been following the labor dispute.
If there's a strike and it gets nasty, you could be looking at weeks of lost revenue. I just think at this particular juncture, the PR aspects of that and the financial hemorrhaging that would occur are just too much for United to take.
The airline's stock has suffered considerably since CEO Jim Goodwin resigned in October. He stepped down after warning that the carrier might perish next year unless it reverses its severe financial losses. United says it's been losing about $15 million a day since September 11th. And airline officials have told the presidential emergency board that unless the industry greatly improves, it could face bankruptcy. It's unclear how the airline will afford such hefty salary increases for its mechanics, but Professor Gritta says it had little choice.
Quite frankly, they're between a rock and a hard place. United has got enough problems with travelers avoiding booking because of September 11th. This could really create a financial strain on them. I mean, they could survive it, but it would be very, very tough sledding.
Frank Larkin, a spokesman for the mechanics union, says the mechanics shouldn't have to be martyrs. United pilots, after all, won their salary demands 2 years ago to become the highest paid in the industry. But Larkin says after years of negotiating, salary is only part of what mechanics want.
I have to be honest and say there are mixed feelings. They're relieved to have a contract offer to consider. However, it does not include some of the things that they wanted to see on the table. Some people want just to get it over with. Others want to hold out for everything they feel they're entitled to.
Larkin says the International Association of Machinists is now awaiting a formal offer from United, and then its 15,000 members will vote on it within 10 days.
However, the 30-day clock continues to tick. If this offer were to be rejected, the clock continues. We would have the opportunity to do negotiations again, but February 20th, one way or another, is the end of the countdown.
And that's when United Mechanics can legally begin their strike, unless they accept United's offer. If so, the top pay rate for a United mechanic will go from $25.60 an hour to $35.14. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.